if we'd open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1. And we have a message which tonight I think will be very interesting for you. Hebrews chapter 1, and we'll read from verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by or in the prophets. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Dear gracious Father, it is with humble heart and reverent fear that we approach thy holy word tonight, knowing that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. It was you, Lord. And we believe that you are still the Word. Therefore, Father, we approach unto thy presence and into thy word tonight in anticipation that you will reveal a little more of yourself to us as we feed on that manna which you have personally brought down with you in this hour. Be with your servant tonight and your people as we most reverently approach thy throne of grace, and as we enter into thy presence through thy word. Keep us, Lord, in your way, for there is another way. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And we have not come here to find death, Father, but to find life, and that life which is eternal. Therefore, as you close the mouth of the hungry lion, so too, Lord, we pray that you would close our mouth from saying anything that you do not want us to say. Your prophet said there is coming a time when the bride will have thus saith the Lord, or she will keep still. May this be at that time, Lord, as we speak from your holy book. For we ask these things in the lovely name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We read from Hebrews 1 and verse 1 for our text tonight about a certain thing that I believe that we have read these words perhaps 100 times before. But I would like to bring out this certain thing that was spoken to us here concerning God and the way that God operates. In Hebrews 1 and verse 1 we read, "For God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, he spake in times past unto the fathers by or in the prophets." And so I would ask the question, can anyone here tell me the word, what sundry means, in sundry times? Well, the word sundry is the English equivalent of the Greek word polymeros, and it means by many portions, by many times, and in many ways. So we see here that God does things in many portions and in many different ways, and that means what he does is not in a usual way, but rather it's an unusual way. The Apostle Paul goes on to say that God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, he spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. And it means the word, when he says diverse manners, the word diverse means differing from another. Now this would seem at first glimpse to come into conflict with Malachi 3:6 that says, "I am God and I change not." Because here we find that he says God, who in many different ways and fashions speaks to us in many different manners, and yet he is the same and he changes not. In fact, Hebrews 13:8 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.